life today.
Sponsors are dropping like flies when it comes to Tiger Woods, so I'll give you the skinny on that. More importantly, Barack Obama, our president, does an exclusive 60 Minutes interview with Steve Croft. It's actually pretty interesting. He talked about the fate of war strategy. Should be pretty evident in a year as to what happens in Afghanistan. In the meantime, the Senate passes a $1.1 trillion spending bill. Boy, that sounds like a lot of money, doesn't it? But joining us right here at the top of the show, and hey, everybody, I hope you had a fabulous weekend getting ready for the holidays, most of you. Fingers crossed. I hope everybody's in the holiday spirit, no matter what it is that you celebrate. So Kate Delaney, Coast to Coast and everywhere in between, if you haven't heard the show called America Tonight. Joining us right at the top is Stephen Rogers from Shentrition. He is the founder. He's the guru. He is the master when it comes to Shentrition and being healthy. Oh, I think that has got to be on the top of everybody's list heading into the new year. For goodness sake, if you haven't gotten yourself healthy in the previous years and you've made those resolutions, boy, it is so time to do that. Every single time I pick up a paper, I'm scared to death when I read this stuff about heart disease and obesity with kids and everything else. So healthier eating and helping yourself with stuff like Shentrition, as I say, it gives you, to me, incredible energy. And it's all natural. It doesn't have any of the artificial crap that is in so many products out there. When you walk around and you start to survey what's there, what are the possibilities. So we're ushering him in from the green room right now. Hey, how are you doing, Stephen?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Kate.
It's always a pleasure. I say you are a walking, really endorsement yourself for, I think, the Shentrition products because you are incredibly healthy. Tell us, I thought about this before. Tell us what is your daily thing? What do you daily do and what do you take?
Well, the first thing I do when I get up is, I have a big 12-ounce glass of water with part of our Shen Agua mineral formula, and then I also put in a scoop of Shentrition. And that's basically my morning meal. I may have a small piece of fruit. A lot of people think you need to eat a big breakfast, but if you break down the word means break a fast, and we should never break a fast with a big, fat meal. And then it's not until lunch that I actually have what I would call my heavy meal, which is not real heavy, but it's nutrient dense and calorie low. And then for dinner, I have something light. So I really don't eat that many calories, but I eat nutrient-dense food, and that's the opposite of the way we think in Western culture, is we eat calorie-rich foods and nutrient-low. So you'd be surprised, a lot of people that you see that are obese, and a lot of even morbidly obese people, are really nutrient-deficient or suffering from malnutrition.
Yeah, it's so crazy to get that concept into your head and wrap it around because it's not what we think it is. Absolutely. And we've talked about this before, but it's been a very long time. And I had somebody that asked me this question. This was your deal. You were trying to help people when you were in California. You live in Montana now. You started Shentrition. You were living the easy life in L.A. What made you decide to jump into Shentrition?
The easy life in L.A. There is no easy life in L.A. I had a very busy practice. My wife and I both did. We had actually what we called a holistic studio, and we educated people with our products and lifestyle called Shen Life. And it basically took in through all of the steps in functional living. It wasn't just nutrition, but though nutrition is the basics, we have to start there. And then we also took them through mindful and integrative mindful movement, how to breathe and meditate properly and de-stress, how to cleanse and eliminate toxins out of the body, how to deal with emotional toxins and repressed emotions. So we took a complete holistic from head to toe approach with people and mainly educated them in our program of how to do all these things themselves so they could learn how to live a holistic lifestyle, that basically was something I think that we should have learned, these basic steps as children in school and that we didn't get. And those are just the basic steps in functional living to create a fully functional adult.
Yeah, and that's what I meant. You know, again, you had a great practice in Los Angeles. I mean, of course, hectic lifestyle when you're in L.A. But, and you say this, you couldn't find a product yourself on the market that had that same kind of holistic type of approach, right?
No, we couldn't. We couldn't. A lot of the products that we use were missing the boat in one way, shape, or form. So we just set out, since I already had the background as a clinician, I began to do my own research. And really, clinicians, the people that are using it in day-to-day practice, are really doing the double-blind studies. You know, they're doing all the trial and improvement. So I started to take things that I had learned and built my own product line. That I feel is generally, you know, the whole product line together is superior to anything out there.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, we should say this, too, for people listening. You've got all kinds of great recipes and whatnot that people can take advantage of. Plus, you also are on Facebook, and there's a lot of content and interaction there, and people can ask questions, right?
Yes, they can go to our site, GetShen, GetShen.com. And we have tons of videos up, free videos of information. And when they do make certain purchases, we give out CDs and DVDs of free information. We try to give back as much as we can. We realize our products, you know, they're costly. So we try to give as much as we can away for free to give them added value. And we can do that with information.
And somebody asked me to ask you this question, Stephen. What's the first thing that you start with? Somebody listening tonight, I've said it's helped me first with weight loss. That was just an added benefit, but also with the energy thing, because that's what I was really looking for, and just in general, making me feel clean. It sounds weird to say, but like a scrubbing for my insides or something, and this has been a while now. What's the first thing someone starts with? Somebody asked me that on an email. They wanted me to ask you.
Chentrition, by far. It's the easiest to take. It's real tasty. It's powder. Again, the toughest thing for any practitioner out there is getting patient compliance. That is getting them to do what they ask them to do. And Chentrition, is more well-rounded. It's easy to take. And the best thing that it does that you notice right off the bat is energy. Nothing happens without energy. All success, whether it's success in our health, in our spiritual development, in our relationships, in our career, all begin with what we call chi or life force. And if we have low life force, we're not going to heal on any level, whether it be mental, emotional, spiritual, relational. So we need to start with good, solid energy. And that's the basis of that formula is whole foods and adaptogens, which adaptogens strengthen our adaptive energy we call in Western medicine, and Eastern medicine we call it chi.
And one of the things that I said, it's going along with the energy deal, is I noticed with me, and you've heard this from other people, what is it, I guess it's obviously the ingredients, but there's something about Chentrition that has created more focus. I feel like I can focus more, and I think it's because of that.
Well, yes, again, and that goes back to energy, but more importantly, what is it actually stimulating the body that creates the energy? And that's the adrenal glands. The adrenals in most people, by the time they hit 30, are exhausted. And the adrenals are the primary mechanism for responding to stress or all kinds of life stressors. So when they're exhausted, we don't respond to stress, and so our mind jumps around like a cat on a hot tin roof, ooh, reacting to all kinds of emotional stressors. So what happens is when the adrenals are strong, they have a strong they begin to metabolize stressors as eustress, which is anabolic, which we get stronger from than distress.
Right, which makes a huge difference. We're going to talk more with Stephen and David next.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. tigerbeer.com or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes. A $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Stephen Rogers, course with Shentrition. I like to call him the guru of the good stuff. And joining us as well is David Baldwin. And here's the deal with David Baldwin. He's a massage therapist who, like me, has found the benefits of Shentrition. Apparently, pretty good musician and is a vegetarian as well. So how fun for him to join us as well here on America Tonight. Getting ready to swing into a new year, more people trying to figure out how they can get healthy, I hope that's what a lot of people are saying, and at least get that energy, get that boost, something that can propel them to have a really good 2010. I mean, that's what it's all about. Hey, David, thanks for popping on America Tonight. We got Stephen on with us, too. Hello.
Thanks a lot for having me. It's great to be here.
Hey, first of all, tell me your bump with Shentrition. How did you get introduced to Shentrition?
I was introduced to Shentrition originally through Stephen's program when he was over in Montrose, California.
Mm.
It was a whole program geared towards just better living, open consciousness, and it encompassed, you know, proper diets, proper movement, just all the aspects that really make for a positive whole life. And then just a few weeks ago, I reconnected with them on Facebook. I'm always in the market for new and great products to use as a supplement to all my eating. And when I saw that they had come out with a new batch of product, I had to jump on it and give it a shot, and I have to say it's one of the best out there that I've had in quite some time.
Yeah, and that's why I like to have real people on. What is it that you feel that Shentrition has done for you? Like you say, I have to say it's the best, and you know because you've looked for other things, etc. What is it about Shentrition that you think really kicks it for you, that works so well for you?
It feels complete. When I have it in the morning or have it, you know, with some fruit or just whatever I decide to have it with, when I drink it, in about 20 minutes, I can feel the blend working through all the body systems. Gives me that boost of energy as well as clarity, and it lasts. And it tastes really good, and I think that's what gets a lot of people first off, especially if they are, you know, looking into this kind of thing for the first time, is does it taste good? And it's amazing. It's, you know, it's like, you know, it's like fruit punch, like candy, but it's so good for you. And it's instant. It's not overpowering. Very balanced.
Yeah, I like how you said that it tastes good, because I'm with you. I was never a supplement person at all, because most of the time I didn't want to try anything, and because I knew it tasted so awful. That's what I would hear from people, if you just do this. But you have to forget what it tastes like. I thought, why am I taking things that don't even taste good to me? And then I would hear from other people side effects or things that didn't work for them or whatever. And I feel the same way that you do, that there's something about it that kicks in. And it is about, you know, maybe 20 minutes, sometimes a little bit less. And like you said, David, the clarity thing, that's the key. And there's something about it that cuts through the clutter or something where you can focus better. That's what you're talking about. That's what you're feeling.
Exactly. And it's for an extended period of time. You can take, you know, the one scoop in the morning, and that will set you, no matter what kind of day for me I know that I've had since I've been taking it, that sets me straight pretty much the whole day.
Right. And that's key. That's key. That is the fact that it's just that, you know, it can set you up for the whole time. Because that's like me. I'm running around like crazy. So if you told, because, you know, it's not like they're paying you to go run out there and tell other people, but you seem like the kind of guy, just in these few minutes that we've talked, that would tell other people, this worked for me. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm not getting paid millions of dollars to do this. I'm not even getting paid at all. So why don't you ought to take a look at the Shentrition. Have you told some of your friends about it?
I have, and I've done it with people that I work with in the office. And the first reaction out of them is, ooh, it's green. I wonder what it tastes like. And I say, listen, you know, here's a small cup of it. Give it a shot. Tell me what you think. And I would have to say about 4 out of 5 people that I have sampled it to, and I've given it to maybe 15 people. Once they taste it, their first reaction is, wow, that tastes really good. What did you put in it? And I tell them, you know, that's how it comes. This is how I drink it. It's just right out of the bottle. Say, you know, it's like fruit punch, or it's like some really good fruit juice, you know, something.
Yeah, isn't that funny? That's exactly what I've done, too. I've done that with friends as well. I have a caller that always teases me about it. His name is Tomas in Michigan. He's like, are you taking your Shentrition? But it's true. It's that something about it, the kick in it, whatever it is, that has made a very, very big difference for me. And if you're a massage therapist, that means you have sometimes crazy days, long days, or weird hours, right?
Yeah. If you're working on people, you know, it's a very physical, very involved type of work, and it can take a lot out of you.
Yeah, no kidding. I understand. Well, David, thanks for hopping on ATN. We appreciate it, because I like to hear those real stories. Thanks.
Great. Thanks for having me.
All right. And we go from David, who, again, is somebody who just happened to, he knew, obviously, Stephen and Erica from his Los Angeles days and came across them on Facebook and started taking Shentrition on his own. How about that? All right, so Stephen Rogers is back with us. And Stephen, we were talking about the chi, the life force, how people can make themselves healthy again and all that kind of stuff. And part of the reasons why you started Shentrition and whatnot, you probably love hearing the unsolicited stories like the David Baldwin's, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's 90% of how we get new customers, word of mouth. We get our seed from doing radio, and then it's those people that have the positive effects, like yourself, that tell other people. But, you know, most importantly, we got into this, both of us, to heal ourselves, my wife and I. And we found out halfway through the process that we had to give it back to keep it, to, you know, use the cliche. And so that's our number one thing out there, is to give the best quality products to people so it helps them. So that's just validation when they call in and they say that what we give them works.
Well, you know that probably you and Erica, based on the kind of lifestyle that you have now, you're probably going to live to be 100, right?
I'm hoping longer than that. You know, even Western medicine, allopathic doctors agree that we should live to 120. So 100 to me would be a little bit shortchanging it.
Well, at least you're going to make it to that and beyond. So that means you make it on the Today Show when they show all the people that turn 100.
I know, you know, it'll just take another 59 years to get on the Today Show.
Woohoo! That's perfect. Stephen, it's always great to talk to you. So if somebody wants to get Shentrition, how do they do it? Well, they go to the website. What else can they do?
They can go to Shentrition.com, Shentrition.com, or just simply go to GetShen.com, and that's the shopping cart. And they will receive a free nutritional, holistic nutrition seminar with their first purchase. And we do have a special. If they put in ATN, then in the field, required field, they will get a discount.
All right, so ATN, they get a discount.
Yes.
Perfect. Always good to talk to you. I can hear Erica there in the background. What is she? Is she hanging lights?
Yeah. No, she's pointing and making all kinds of funny movements with her mouth. Say this.
They always say there's behind every good man, there's a good woman, or behind every good woman, there's a good man. In your case, it could be either or.
Another cliche, but a very true cliche.
I like it. All right, Stephen, always good to chat with you. Thanks. We appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so you heard what Stephen had to say. Pop in if you're curious, for sure. Check out the website, but if you're curious and you want to try it out, it is really a game changer. That's why we're having different people come on every so often to let you hear, you know, the unsolicited folks out there who aren't getting paid to represent Shentrition, but just love the way they feel. He's right. It is about word of mouth with anything. Somebody finds something good and it works for them, then they spread the word. So there you have it. Coming up on the flip side, boy, we've barely scratched the surface. We're going to dive deep into what's happened over the weekend and a wrap-up of last week in D.C. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, wait. Kid, you're killing me. Oh, okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh, my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
That the president thinks in a year we'll know what's happened in Afghanistan. If the surge doesn't work, he also says he's going to change the approach in Afghanistan. And that's where we start this portion of America tonight. In what Obama has said, by the end of 2010, if it is working, he will keep going along the course, basically. And if it's not, make a huge change. He also talked, and this was in a 60 Minutes interview, by the way, he also talked about his December 1st speech where he ordered 30,000 more American troops and Marines into the 8-year-old war. And he said that of everything that he's had to do or talk about or whatever, it hit him the hardest by being, as far as emotional, it hit him the hardest in doing that. So doubling the force in Afghanistan in March, just, 2 months after taking office, and then ordering a 50% troop increase at West Point, and then, of course, what was happening with his numbers, the support among the public and the people that opposed him in Congress, etc. Well, you know, part of the problem is the president brought this on himself by the heel dragging of trying to decide what to do in Afghanistan, I think. You know, if I were the crisis manager or if I were the person who was the White House advisor, granted, I understand, yes, get advice, have meetings, etc., talk to the generals, but I would have done it a hell of a lot faster. And that was part of the problem. Because you got this 8+ years, and it's weighing on everyone's mind, not to mention you have 2 of the bloodiest months, and you have so many soldiers coming back missing limbs. So, you know, people are growing weary, even the very supportive military families, weary and worried over the direction in Afghanistan. And I think the truly the biggest problem with Afghanistan from the presidential point of view is the time it took to come up with the strategy. Then throwing out an end date and taking it back by saying, oh, well, it's flexible, that they'll probably start coming home in July of 2011. Then we'll start transitioning into a drawdown phase, that there are no specifics, because the specifics are conditional. How many troops are coming out, how quickly, it depends on what's on the ground. So, that was the problem, right? And then everybody flipping in whatever direction the administration was going in, and that's the deal, obviously. With McChrystal, all of that leaking out, that he was looking for 40,000 additional troops, then they settle on 30, then there's a three-month study of the mission and how to achieve the goals and all that other stuff in between. And also, too, what's being made up from the NATO allies, let's face it, and the other countries that have sent forces, and they have, but much, much smaller. And the pack, and what to do in the case of what's happening in Pakistan, ultimately, is Pakistan next? Because now everybody's talking about Pakistan, and that Osama bin Laden is probably in the mountainous areas of Pakistan after the U.S. invaded Afghanistan in 2001. And, you know, here's the deal. Get Osama bin Laden. Why don't we just get Osama bin Laden? Let's make that the big fat bullseye. Somebody somewhere knows something. Somebody can cough it up. Granted, he is iconic as Hamid Karzai and others have said, yes, 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 we understand, including our own general saying that. But you knock the beast down and see what a difference that makes, okay? Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, you gorgeous female you.
Did you have a good weekend?
Fantastic.
Excellent.
Julie and I went to see Invictus last night.
Oh, give us a review. Was it good? It's, of course, about rugby and much more than that, but I heard it was an excellent movie, but I just heard it. I didn't get a review from anyone, so give us the review.
If Matt Damon and whoever played Nelson Mandela Morgan Freeman are not nominated for Oscars, then something is wrong. I mean, the way he played Nelson Mandela and with the South African accents and the whole bit was excellent. And if you know anything in the final, they played New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know anything about New Zealand rugby, before every match, they do a certain dance called the haka.
Mm-hmm.
It's the New Zealand Maoris. So like a war dance, you know, against the other team. So a couple of people, you know, on our row were laughing. They thought it was a funny dance. I said, no, you say that in New Zealand, you might as well be dead. The lady said, how dare you talk to me like that? I went, ma'am, it's true. New Zealand, it's like here in Kent, it's like in our neck of the woods. We take our hockey seriously. Their neck of the woods, they take the rugby very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you work nights, but if you have a free, you know, like early evening, go see it. You will love it.
Yeah, it's, like I said, people are talking about it, and you're right. Mm-hmm. It's Morgan Freeman. He's Mandela mm-hmm. in the post-apartheid age, really. That's when it was.
Right,
and they're
right.
Hosting the Rugby World Cup, and it's, you already gave us some of the description. It's 1995.
Right.
And Eastwood, Clint Eastwood is a great director. He's directed some incredible movies. You think of Unforgiven, you think of Million Dollar Baby.
Sure.
So I guess we shouldn't be surprised. Invictus is just the latest big deal from Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, did you see the interview tonight with on 60 Minutes?
I did see it, yes.
I saw that the interviewer didn't ask what I thought were really like hard-hitting, okay, maybe you saw from a different angle. I didn't think he asked really, like, hard-hitting, come on, president, you've been president now for almost a year, what's going on type questions, you know?
Well, you know what I think it is? I think that Obama, I think the president really likes Steve Croft, who's right. the correspondent that you're talking about from 60 Minutes.
Right.
And he, and you're right, he wasn't trying to nail him with questions, and he, it was just sort of a conversation, I guess. It was a conversation is probably the best way to describe
it. Yeah, a glorified conversation.
Yeah.
You know, you know, because you know, I was watching it. I was over at Julie's parents for dinner, so I won't have breakfast tomorrow morning. But that's another story. And we were looking at it, and we're after he was finished, we're looking like, excuse me. I mean, we were looking, like we said, we were looking for the hard hitting questions. You know, really like type of questions like, okay, Steve, you know, Steve, this is the end of the interview type thing, or excuse me. Please leave, or excuse me, I got to check to see if I can answer that question type thing. We're thinking that maybe, obviously, I don't know the way interviews work with the president, but if you had to interview the president, would you have to submit questions beforehand?
I hope not. I don't know that he had to do that. I'm not sure. Usually it'd be an outline like, okay, we're going to sit down and they might ask for an outline. And I think they do. I've interviewed presidents before, but past president, you know, that were out of the White House.
Okay.
So different story there.
Okay. So, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, okay, obviously I was thinking maybe, you know, no, that was my thinking. That may, okay, here are the questions, Mr. President said, okay, we can't, not that one. Nah, not that one. That's too hard. You know, that was my thinking.
Well, I think Obama would answer anything, but I think that it's I think the interview, it depends on the person doing the interview and
right.
the type of interview that they're conducting. And
right.
in the case of 60 Minutes in this case, it's,
right.
You know, he kind of gets a pass, I think. You're right. He kind of gets a pass because the reporter has a rapport with him. He's asking him questions in softballish ways, and just it's more of a conversation.
Right.
What about Afghanistan, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, if it would have been Mike Wallace, would have been in. Would have been
or how about Chris Wallace? That's the thing, because they don't want to go near Fox, I guess, so because they're afraid of the opposite, that they're going to get pummeled in the opposite direction.
Yeah,
probably.
So, you know, I was like really, I was going to say not totally disappointed. And I was like semi-disappointed in the question.
Yeah, there was nothing, in other words, there was nothing juicy that came out of it. You're right.
Right.
It definitely wasn't...
No water cooler talk.
Yeah, it was not water cooler topics. It was off the cuff. I mean, he did say some things off the cuff that were interesting, but there wasn't any giant thing to come out of that interview. Absolutely, you're right.
Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah, it won't be like Wolf Blitzer won't talk about it. It won't be on the front page of the Philadelphia Inquirer or the New York Times.
Absolutely, you're correct, my friend, in that. All right,
yeah.
thanks for the review of the movie Invictus, and also your 2 cents on the Obama interview on 60 Minutes. You take
care. No problem. Julie says hi.
All right, you tell her I said hello. Thanks.
You bet.
800-259-5791. Anybody else see that interview? You can certainly grade it if you choose to. You heard what Sam was saying. 800-259-5791. I think it was just a conversation. Hey, we're having a conversation, and Croft is kind of buddy-buddy with him in the sense of a media person who's gotten close to him. Because of the previous interviews they've had. So I think he likes them. I think that's how that interview went down. Hey, by the way, you know what was number one at the box office? Not the Clint Eastwood directed movie, The Princess and the Frog. Yeah. Animated musical, number one, $25 million in its first weekend. Lots of families going Disney. Stay with us.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did anybody nail the score? That's the question. The game, of course, the Vikings and Cincinnati. I'll tell you that Minnesota won. We'll give you some of the highlights, rather, a little bit later. But we won't reveal just yet as to whether or not somebody nailed it. Remember last week, Andrew Zellner, who was stepping in for Matt Johnson, dared to go boldly where no one has gone so far in this show. But he's not eligible for any of the prizes. He said he wasn't even a big sports fan at all, and then he nailed the score. That was such a shocker. So did it happen this time around? Did anybody get lucky? It is partially about luck. I mean, you can analyze it all you want to, but when it comes down to it, it's numbers that you're choosing. And if that's ultimately what it ends up, I say it all the time, it's like picking lottery numbers. You can know a lot about football. You can know a lot about the particular teams our computer happens to pick, but it's, paralysis by analysis. It doesn't matter. It's simply very, very random. That's why I think it's a lot of fun to play, and that's why we call it Nail the Score. Hey, speaking of sports here for a second, boy, Tiger Woods suddenly is getting dropped by his sponsors right and left. I mean, he's pretty much finished, I would say, as a pitch guy. Accenture ended their sponsorship of Tiger Woods, and boy, they were so hot to have Tiger Woods on everything that they did. They're a global consulting firm, and they said that he is no longer, you gotta love this quote, he is no longer the right representative after the circumstances of the last 2 weeks. So they made that announcement on Sunday, and it's actually the first statement that they made since all the allegations of the multiple infidelities with these different women started to surface. But they cut ties altogether, I mean, not just partially or whatever. I mean, they said, forget about it. So, you know, plus, Woods said on Friday that he's going to take an indefinite leave from golf to work on his marriage. But the relationship between Woods and this company goes back 6-7 years. And they, remember, they had a a campaign that was dramatically, I think, watched by so many. It was very clever. Go on, be a tiger. That was what, that's what they were, that was the catchwords, if you will. And they used Woods to really personify what they say is high integrity and high performance. So I guess they had to analyze whether this was the right direction. And then they did throw this in, that they considered this carefully and that he just wasn't the right guy for their advertising and that they only wished the best for him and, you know, for his family. So they're transitioning immediately to a new campaign that they're going to launch later in 2010. Gillette, they use the slogan, the best a man can get. They're not going to air any of the ads that have Woods or include him in public appearances for whatever amount of time. They didn't say they were completely severing their relationship. He was hired a couple of years ago to do the Fusion Power Razors with some other stars like Roger, his pal Roger Federer, and a couple of other well-known people. I think Derek Jeter's even in one of them. So, and then you've got Electronic Arts. That's EA Sports. They've been selling that Tiger Woods video golf game for, I've got it, for, I want to say, a decade or so. And they said that the strategy for their Tiger Woods PGA Tour business is unchanged. Of course it is, because I don't think the Woods game is going to be affected by that. If anything, who knows, it could help them maybe. Nike said that they support his decision to take time off. What are they going to do? Imagine that line, too. Just do it. Gatorade, they said that they supported Woods, but, you know, that their time was up anyway. AT&T said that they're evaluating their relationship. Tag Heuer isn't really saying what they're going to do, but you can bet that they're trying to figure out where to go from there. I mean, you know, so you think of these endorsements, and the endorsement empire seemed like it was safe, but now it's on very, very shaky ground because just too many, I think too many things have come up, but now more importantly, they've gotten out because if he's bailing from golf for an unspecified amount of time, well, then that, you know, muddies the water. So if they were thinking you're going to see him, he's going to be out there, he's getting publicity, whatever, then that helps whatever the product is, naturally. But because he's not going to be around doing that, that, like I said, that gives you a natural natural out. So I'm not surprised by that, Matt, are you? That now all of a sudden Gillette and those guys are saying, I don't think we're going to go in this direction anymore. See, Matt knows. He's silent, too. He knows where. He knows exactly what's going on with these endorsements. It was just a matter of time, like I said, before that was going to happen. Absolutely. All right, and going down a much different road, I mentioned this briefly, too. What a way to wind up this hour. But, you know, big numbers, it's, when you think of giant numbers, we're not talking about a million, we're not talking about a billion, we're talking about a trillion. The Senate on Sunday passed a $1.1 trillion spending bill that increased budgets for a lot of the federal government, including health, education, law enforcement, of course, and veterans programs. It's about 1,000 pages, I guess, and it's one of the last things that one of the essential things, anyway, that Congress does for the year is they're wrapping it up. And it passed, and that's not necessarily a surprise, 57-35. Now the president will sign it. But $1.1 trillion. Wow. Staggering, that number just continues to climb. And then right after that vote, the Senate turns around and they start, you know, up the debate on health care, and that's really consumed most of their time for the last couple of weeks, and they're hoping to get a consensus so that they can have some kind of a vote, which is unbelievable to me. that they can have a vote on this. So the spending bill combines six of the 12 appropriation bills for the 2010 budget, just so you know. And that started, of course, when the budget year started. It's not January. Everybody always thinks that. It's October 1st. And he signed everything else, and so this is just a final one. The final one, actually, is $626 billion defense bill. And it's used as sort of the base bill for another package of measures that Congress has to deal with in the upcoming days, including the action, I laugh when I say this, to raise $12.1 trillion debt ceiling, and ways to stimulate the job market. Wow. And I just look around and I see the numbers, and I do not believe the numbers that are being released job-wise, because I know that the one thing that is so missing is the underemployed people, the people working like three part-time jobs, no kidding, just to try to equal one job. And we're talking about all the way across all walks of life, blue-collar, white-collar, educated, not as educated, you know, whatever. So the numbers, to me, I don't get that they say the jobless numbers were lower. It's because it's not really the whole enchilada. It's not the whole picture, and that's, you know, that's the problem. So I worry moving forward in what we're hearing, what the next year is going to look like for some. I mean, and especially in light of the possibility of increased taxes for different things, whether you're paying a surtax or surcharge, 1% surcharge for the war, if they had a war tax on top of what can happen with your premiums because of the healthcare situations. I think we're all going to be eating a lot of those TV dinners that go on sale. Or what we used to eat in school? Ramen noodles when you got really desperate? Oof. Head to the aisle. You'll be looking around trying to find those instant soups, but they'll be gone. There'll be a run on it, because people are trying to cut back and figure out any way that they can save the big bucks. So when you hear numbers like that, the $1.1 trillion spending bill, wow. And then you think about the deficit, and you can see why there is some resistance. You can see why there is some blowback on that. It makes complete sense to me. All right, if this didn't make any sense or whatever else we're talking about does or doesn't, you can always shoot me an email. You know the address, americatonight.net.